Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 134 for Thursday, November 6th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was up on Thursday, as end users are being forced to pay up in order to encourage farmer sales. Canola was up $1 to $4, the January contract up $1.20 at $436 per ton. The January-March spread remains at an inverse, and that highlights the strong nearby demand from the country. Exporters and domestic crushers both have commitments to fill, but farmers are reluctant sellers as they move to the sidelines for the winter. As a result, the market was working at encouraging nearby movement. A firmer tone in Chicago soybeans and weakness in the Canadian dollar were also supportive, with some speculative short covering contributing to today's gains. However, soy oil and Malaysian palm oil were both down, and that did temper the upside potential in canola. The record large U.S. crop prospects and improving weather conditions for soybeans in South America also put pressure on values. Milling wheat and durum were both untraded, but barley saw some activity today and was up $6 in the December contract to trade at $146 per ton. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were both higher, but wheat posted small losses. Soybeans were up 1 to 9 cents, the January contract up 9 at $10.28 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of 1.5 million tons beat trade guesses and were well above the previous week's level. Soy meal continued to be a leader of the soy complex, with concerns over tight nearby supplies and logistics issues slowing movement across the Midwest behind the strength there. However, the advancing U.S. harvest did limit the gains in soybeans, as production is expected to be record large. The USDA releases its updated production estimates next week Monday, and positioning ahead of that report was behind some of the activity. Corn, it was steady to up 3 cents, the December contract up only a quarter cent at 370.5 per bushel. Corn did find spillover support from the gains in soybeans, but the advances were less pronounced as weekly corn export sales were slightly disappointing. In addition, the advancing U.S. corn harvest put pressure on corn prices. Wheat ended 3 to 5 cents lower, the December contract in Chicago down 4 cents at 520 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat exports also failed to live up to expectations, as the U.S. continues to miss out on opportunities due to cheaper supplies elsewhere. Favorable moisture conditions for the U.S. winter wheat crop ahead of dormancy also weighed on wheat prices. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, November 6th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.